Yeah, tonight we'll have to do a double because really the cycle started late yesterday. So Siman Aleph, we'll go a little fast because many of us have done the first few simonim many times because we start many things and hopefully this one will stick. At least we'll try. So Dine Hashkamas HaBoker, the halachas of getting up in the morning, Uboi Zayin Seifim, and it has in its seven seifim. So Aleph, Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi, someone, a person has to put Hashem opposite him constantly. Hu klal godol b'Torah, uvamalas hatzadikim asher holchem lifnei olikim. That is for parrots. That is the song of the Kitzer. Right, so it's a klal godol b'Torah, and any good things of tzadikim that go in front of Hashem, meaning anybody who's productive always has Hashem in front of it. And ki en yeshivas, when somebody is sitting and his tenuas, his actions, and whatever he's busy with when he's alone at home, is kama yeshivas, meaning when a person's at home, he doesn't behave, forget about it, he doesn't behave like he would in front of a king. He doesn't behave like he would in front of strangers. Right, v'chein dibur of archavas pibi yosei manchi beisir kroyva k'mayv yosei moshev hamelach. I'm sorry, v'chein ein dibur. I mean, his speaking, his actions, his mannerism, is not the same when he's with friends and family the way it is when he's sitting by a king. Ki oz mashkiach bevade al kol tenuaso v'diburav shiyim sukanam. He would watch over. If he's sitting in front of a king, he watches over every last action. Kol shekin kasher yosem adam aliba ki amelach hagadol hakadosh baruch hu asher meloich al eretz kavoyde oimer alav v'roye b'maisa. Kol shekin, when a person places in his mind that Hashem is in front of him at all times, then for sure he is going to and Hashem is watching all his actions. K'mo shenemar yisaser ish b'mastan v'nila yarenu num Hashem. Can a person hide and I don't see him? Says Hashem, "Halo yaseh shemayim v'saratz ani mali. I'm in the entire shemayim and aretz. Bevade miyat tegiyah elav hayira v'achna Hashem yisparach." So for sure he's going to have fear and he's going to be humbled and pipachad in front of Hashem. So we start with Musar. That bottom line is our behavior. If he would think about Hashem at all times, then we would behave ourselves a whole lot better. And of course, we know that there are six sheish mitzvahs tmidius. There's the six mitzvahs that we have to do at all times. The first one, this is not in the Kitzur, but this is on the Pirush of the Piskei that I'm using. So he says, and it's kedai to just go through this. Lahamin b'Hashem, that's one. You believe in Hashem. And then Bei Shaloi Lahamin B'Sulase, don't believe that there's anybody else other than Hashem. The third one is Achdus Hashem, that Hashem is one. The fourth is Avas Hashem, to love Hashem. The fifth is Yiras Hashem, to fear Hashem. And the sixth is not to go after your hearts, Acharei Levavchem v'Acharei Einechem, and after your eyes. So, meaning, besides for V'Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samad, that we should have Hashem in front of us at all times, we also have these six mitzvahs tamidias that we should constantly think about. I can't say I think about them constantly, but at least we should know that such a thing exists. Fine. Even when you're going to sleep, a person should know who he's sleeping in front of. Immediately when a person gets out of when it gets wakes up from his sleep, he should remember all the chesed that Hashem did with him. That he gives him back his neshama that you gave to Hashem when you were weak, right? At night, you give back your body to Hashem weak, and you get it back in the morning, new and energized. Right, so you do you have it. You're energized so that you're able to do whatever it is that you're supposed to do. The avodas Hashem. There's new things in the morning. Great is our emunah. Pirush b'chol boiker nasa adam bria chadasha. Every morning a person is a bria chadasha. And you should thank Hashem for this. And while you're still laying down, say, but I thank you, Hashem, the king that will always be, that you gave me back my neshama. Meaning you say this immediately. You don't have to wash your hands. And even if a person's hands are not clean, because we know you have to wash your hands before making a bracha, but you could say, you're allowed to say this, there's no Hashem's name. It's Rabba. And one should make a separation between the word of chemla and the word rabba. Meaning, unfortunately, some of the songs do not do this properly. So a lot of people just don't pronounce this properly. We say, and then we say, it doesn't make any sense to say that. Right? Chemla means with pity, right? So it's that you gave me my soul with pity. Great is our belief in you. Not with great pity, we have belief in you. It doesn't make any sense. So that's why bechemla is a comma and then rabba emunasecha. Fine. Ice gimel. Yudim and tema oimer. Havi az kanemer, kanomer, bekal kanesha, rotzkatsvi, gibakari. So you should be quick like a namer and light like a nesher and run like a light like a nesher is a what do you call it? An eagle. Run like a deer and be strong like a lion to do Hashem's will. I don't know if I would translate it that way, but the way the kids are saying az kanamer is to be strong like a number, meaning don't be embarrassed because the people that laugh at you say, oh, look at this religious guy, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to be strong. Kal kanesha, be light like a eagle. Keneged ru'us ha'ayin, lo'yma shetei kal la'aytzam einecha me'roiz barok, yu ha'scholos aveira. Meaning you have to be light, you have to be fleet-footed or fleet-eyed, meaning make sure your eyes are in control of themselves. Why? Because the way it works is when you see something, ha'ayin raya, the eye sees, v'halev chaymed, and the heart desires, or claim ma'ase gaimin, and the utensils finish it off. Meaning, so the eye sees something, it desires it. It's good for the diet, parrots. The eye sees it, you go in the kitchen, you see the food, you desire it, da, 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 and then you eat it, right? So stay away from the food, don't look, and obviously amongst all other Yisurim, so that's what it means. Your eye should be light. Rotz katzvi, keneged haraglayim. There should be better feet. Shereglecha l'tayv yirutzi. You should always run to do good. V'gibor ka'ari, strong like a lion. Keneged alev, that's talking about the heart. V'yagvura b'avodas sabari, yisbarachi b'lev. The strength in doing the work for Hashem is in the heart. Your heart should be strong in the Zavaida. You should overpower your Yetzahara to win. It's like a gibar who overpowers his enemy to win and to knock him down. Dalit. A person has to be strong like a lion. And immediately, when you get up from your sleep, you should get up bizrizus to do Hashem's work. Before the Yetzahara overpowers you with tainus and tries to convince you not to get up, and he outsmarts you or tries to outsmart you in the winter. How can you get up so early in the morning and it's so cold? And in the summer, how can you get up from your bed? You don't have enough sleep. Or all other tainus. So a person has to overcome these things that the Yetzirah tries to give in. The Yetzirah knows good and well how to stop a person from getting up. Anybody who's a Baal Nefesh, who's scared from Hashem, not scared, meaning not scared from Hashem, but who's nervous. And nervous, not a good word either. It's who wants to do the right thing. Tzarech l'sgavra lo v'lo yishmer lo, has to overpower the Yetzirah and not listen to it. And even if it's heavy on you, meaning it's hard and difficult because of the weight of the guf and the laziness, you have to put it in your mind that you're doing what Hashem wants, and you got to jump out of bed. Let's say somebody woke you up out of bed and tried to get you out of bed and says, you know, we're going to go make a lot of money today, or I'm going to be able to collect money from somebody who owes me money. Or he's calling him and tells him, I'm going to be able to save you money. I'm going to, hey, if you get out of bed now, I'll save you from a loss. Like they say, there's a fire, and somebody comes and says, get out of bed, you'll save yourself money because there's a fire coming. And for sure, he's going to be a Zoriz to get up immediately because of his love for money. He's not going to be lazy. When you want to go do the work of the king, if the king needs you, then you're going to get up quickly. And you're not going to be lazy, meaning you're not going to become let anybody convince you otherwise. Or maybe it's because you just want to find favor in the king's eyes. Whatever it is, you're going to get out of bed. So Allah has come, it goes without saying. Person should be careful to get up quickly and bizrizus. Now he gives practical to Kitzer. He says, if you do this, if you make yourself used to this 4 or 5 times, then it's no longer difficult for, and anybody who comes to try and be matir himself, they will come help him. Okay, so this is yesterday's, but we got to catch this. Is this, that was yesterday's, and now we'll start today's. I know it'll be a little longer, I'm sorry, but let's just catch it up. So, hey, if a person can get up by chatzos, right, which is nowadays approximately 12:40, and get up and say tikun chatzos, kumi rani belayla l'roish hashmuros, get up and sing in the middle of the night, at the top of the hashmuros. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says kinnis. Hashem cries about the churban that the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. So Hashem does that every night by Chatzai, so we should also. Woe is to my kids. It's like anytime anybody has to punish a kid. So you say, woe is it to my kids that I have to punish them because of their averus, v'sarafti yaseichali v'gleisim lebein umos, and I had to burn my Beis Hamikdash, and I had to put them into galus. V'mi efshali lokam b'chatzos, and if he's not able to get up at chatzos, yiskaver al kaponim lokam kaidam alas shachar, at least get up before daybreak. So, I mean, you ever heard of anybody doing this? There are only yechidei skula that do this. So the Mefarshim already bring, because nowadays everything got changed because of electricity. So we don't necessarily get up by the crack of dawn, and we don't go to sleep. We have totally, our hours are totally, totally different. That's why we don't, you never really hear of anybody doing this. Ukemoi, Shomer David HaMelech Olav HaShalom, like David HaMelech said, Aira Shachar, I'm going to wake up the morning. Beina Shachar Ma'ir, I see the morning's not going to wake me up. I'm going to wake up the morning. Right? I guess what nowadays we would call empower. I'm going to empower myself. Right? Begam la'achir chatzos alayla yochal lasis tikun chatzos, and you can say tikun chatzos even after chatzos. Baruchach yasek b'toyre ish ish kifi yecholte, and then after saying tikun chatzos, you should sit and learn everybody according to their ability. B'shir mishnayis kaidim l'chol dover. And the Shir Mishnayis comes before everything. Like this, you'll be Zaycha. If you learn Mishnayis, you'll be Zaycha to a Neshama, which is the same Isis as Mishnah. And if you're not able to learn Mishnayis, Yasik B'Tilim, then learn Tilim with Ma'amadois, with Sifrei Musar, and all those type of things. And it's better to do a little bit understanding it than to do a lot and not understanding it. Tana Rabbi Chiya, Kalois Batara Balaila, Shekhinah Kenegdeh. If you learn Torah at night, the Shekhinah is next to you or opposite you. Shenamar Kumi Roina Balaila, Rosh Hashmuras, Shivki Kamayim, Lebech Nochach Pnei Hashem. That's already the second song of the Kitzur for tonight. Right? Get up in the night, the Rosh Hashmuras, and pour out, I will pour out my heart like water to Hashem. Pirusha Shekhinah, He Oz Kenegdecha. When you're learning at night, the Shekhinah is opposite you. If you learn Torah at night, which Baruch Hashem we're doing, is you're an Eved Hashem. And on the short nights, like in the summer when the nights are short and you can't get up so early, at the minimum, make sure you get out of bed a little early in order to daven properly with a minyan. Okay, Mizmari, this is pretty much Musar. We get into real halacha and siman beis. Mizmari, I'm not that this is not real halacha. This is halacha that's supposed to stick with us all day. Mizmari tehillim v'chein shar v'vav. Mizmari tehillim v'chein shar parshiyos nitara neviim uksuvim she'enim shigurim b'fi akol. Also lamar bal peh. This is another halacha that people don't keep. Any tehillim and any other parsha from the Torah. But he throws in a caveat here that it's not shogar b'fi akol, meaning it's not something that people are used to saying. Also, l'amr b'alpeh, you can't say it b'alpeh. Afilu mishu yedei l'amr b'alpeh. That's even if somebody knows it b'alpeh. Yesh le'lizar shalei l'amr b'alpeh, b'suma mutter, and somebody who's blind is mutter. So basically, if you have a song, I don't know what the heter is exactly, but if you have a song that somebody comes out with, and it's a pasuk of Tanakh, and it's not something that people know, so I'm not so sure what the heter is for people to sing that song without looking at it inside in a sefer. You can't say Torah Shabbat Peh without looking inside. Same thing if you're in a shul and they're saying is a perek of Tillim and you don't know what it is, you have to go get a Tillim to read it from inside. You can't just listen to it and try and say it. Okay, Zayin Yesh Limchos Biyado Imrim Tchinos Shabbamamodos Shemesayin Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Atfilah. If you should make a machon, anybody who says the tchinas that are in the mambadas, don't finish off using Hashem's name. Say it with shemei atfila without the shame umalchus. Okay, so that's the mussar from how we're supposed to behave ourselves. So what's the dinam of tefilas yadayim? So Aleph, then there's a very interesting Aleph. Lefisha Adam Kasher Kamei Mitasei Shachas Ukamei Bria Chadash Shalavay Desabari Yisbarach Shemai. Since a person, when he gets up from his bed in the morning, he's like a new creation. Lochein Sarach Liskadish Velito Yadam Minakli. So since you're a new creation, therefore you need to wash your hands with a kli. Kamei Kayin Shayim Akadish Yadam B'Chol Yom Minakli Yekayin Mavedasei. Kayin made his hands holy by pouring water on his hands before he did the avodah. Right? So meaning, we are the same as a kohen. That's the most we could take out of it. Even though we're going to work, we're doing all sorts of whatever, but lemaisa, we're the same as a kohen. So just like a kohen had to wash his hands before he did avodah, so we, by being yidin, are also doing an avodah, so we have to wash our hands. Semach l'netila zumin ha-mikra. And there is a hint to this washing from the pasuk Shanemar Erchutz Benikoyin Kapoy Vasoyvah Hashem Lashmiya Bekol Toida. And I'm going to wash with cleanliness my hands, and I'm going to go around the mizbeach to hear the call of the Toida. Vaydiyesh Tam LaNatila Zoy. So that's one reason is because we're considered a new creation. Another reason, Vaydiyesh Tam LaNatila Zoy, Lefisha B'Shas Shena. When a person goes to sleep, shenistalka mimenu nishmasa hekadosha, when his neshama leaves him, ba ruach hatumah v'shayra agufay. So when the neshama is out, so the body is just something tummy. V'kishenayim mishnasa mistalik ruach hatumah. When you wake up, the ruach hatumah leaves mikol gufay chutz min esbayis. It leaves the entire body except from the fingers. She'ena over me'aleim at she'shayfer. She'ena over me'aleim at she'shayfer leim gimel pomim mi'mayim b'sirugim. The tumah does not leave your hands until you wash your hands three times. Biseirugin, meaning every other hand. And you can't go more than four amas without atilas yidayim. Unless it's a tzarakada, which is usually if you have to go to the bathroom. This is where you have people that have the negel vaser, as they call it, next to their beds, right? Because you're not supposed to walk more than 4 amos. So nowadays you have heterim that the whole house is considered like dalet amos, because back then maybe they had to leave their houses, et cetera, et cetera. This kulas is why, again, the majority of Klal Yisrael does not do this. Fine. So that's Aleph. Then Beis is Yilbash Malbush Harishon as Talis Kotan. The first thing you should wear is tzitzis. Shalayelef Dalanamas Bali tzitzis. You shouldn't walk 4 amos without tzitzis. And because your hands are not yet clean, so you shouldn't make a bracha. I think many people don't do this, meaning people get up, walk to the bathroom, walk back, et cetera, et cetera. He says not to do that. The Kitzur says the first put on your tzitzis and then go to the bathroom. But then you can't make a bracha on the tzitzis. So most people who wear a talis, I think the most have them in Hagim, that they don't make a bracha on the tzitzis anyway. So for those that are married, it's not a big deal. For Bachrim, so then what you do is you put on the tzitzis and then you shake them a little bit after you wash your hands and then you make the bracha. Some say take off the tzitzis, put them back on. But you see that it's important not to walk Dalet Amos without tzitzis. Gimel, Netilas Yidayim, Shachris, Hibederos Zeh. How do you wash your hands in the morning? So Netilas Akli B'yad Yeminoi. I think a lot of people don't pay attention to this. You're supposed to pick up your hand, the Kli, with your right hand, because everything you do is supposed to be with the right. And then you hand it to your left, and then you pour first on the right, because the right always gets everything. So you got to pick up the cup, shift it to your left, pour it on your right. Then take it in your right hand, and then pour it on your left hand. Then you do that 3 times, and then you're fine. And the Gra held you have to do it 4 times, because he held you have to wash off that last water that's tummy. And it's best to wash your hands up until the wrist. It's enough to just do it to your knuckles, where your knuckles meet your palm of your hand, which is what we do on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, because since there you're not supposed to wash, so that's why we go with the lenient opinion. But the lechatchilas, you should wash your entire hand. And then is an interesting shaila. If you only have enough water to wash once up to your wrist, or multiple times, but only up to your knuckle. Let's say you're camping or whatever, traveling, you're on a plane, you're not gonna have enough water. So what's better? Once up to your wrist, or multiple times up to your knuckle. So that's a stammer shaila. I don't know what you do with that. Fine, but and then the main thing is that, so people say, oh, somebody touched my food without washing negavah. So, but usually most people have washed their hands at least once when they go to the bathroom. Most people go to the bathroom right away when they get up. So when you wash your hands, even without a cup, it's going to get rid of the tumma. Fine. You have to wash your face. That's we had last week's parsha, right? It's actually this week's parsha. B'tzelem Elokim also as Adam. Hashem made man in His image. You have to also wash out your mouth because of the junk that accumulates at night. Because we're going to say Hashem's name. So when you say Hashem's name, you got to make sure that your mouth is clean. And then you dry your hands. And you have to make sure, Kabbalistically, I think it's Kabbalistically, to make sure you dry your face. So basically, you got to make sure you wash your face and you got to wash your mouth, besides for your hands. Dalit, and we'll stop with this. You have to wash your hands dafka into a kli. Right? Meaning, the reason why you want it in a kli is because you don't want the water getting all over the place because there's tumma on it. Yeah, so therefore, meaning the point is don't pour the water where people are going to walk. You're not allowed to benefit from the water because that you use to wash, because it's ruach ra. Again, this doesn't really pertain to most because we wash the negavas in our sinks. But if you shouldn't wash, let's say you're in the kitchen, somehow you ended up in the kitchen before you wash your hands, and there's pots and stuff in the sink, I think you should not wash your hands over those pots. And you got to make sure that you wash them where people don't walk. Okay, I know we went a little long tonight, but we had to do a two-nighter. So hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to go into it a little bit more. Okay, everybody should have a fine night, and thank you for joining.
Oh, yeah.